West Georgia's first news on this Friday from the News Talk 1330 FM 106.3 Newsroom. I'm Colin Worthington reporting. The Georgia House Judiciary Committee on Thursday giving its blessing to a Senate bill that would split the five-county coveted judicial circuit into two smaller circuits. Senate Bill 424, sponsored by District 6 State Senator Matt Brass, has already been approved by the Senate. Following the House Judiciary Committee approval on Thursday and support for the split confirmed from each judge in the Coweta District, Brass says he is optimistic that the full House will approve the bill before the end of this session.
We're too big, and caseloads were too heavy. All five counties had an agreement that there needed to be a split. There was a little debate over how that split should look. The biggest wild card in all of it was, where were we going to put Troup County? What we decided was to let Troup County decide. We finally ended up with an agreement just this week to the way the original bill was drafted, which is Troup County with Coweta and Meriwether.
The legislation will create the new West Georgia district beginning next year, which will include only Carroll and Heard counties. A new district attorney would be appointed by the governor for a two-year term to begin January 1st, 2025. Judges Dennis Blackman, Dustin Hightower, John Simpson, and Erica Tysinger, currently judges in the Coweta Circuit, would leave to become judges for the two-county West Georgia district. A 17-year-old Mount Zion High School student charged with sexual exploitation of children is free from the Carroll County Jail after meeting a $5,000 bond this week. During regular school hours, the young male is accused of using his smartphone to record video of an unsuspecting 16-year-old student who was exposed while in a bathroom stall. The offender then posted the video on Snapchat, where other students viewed it. School staff reportedly learned of the video and advised the school resource officer, who notified Carroll County deputies. The arrested teen admitted to investigators that he did record and post video of the other student, stating he did so because he thought it was funny. Some legitimate filming going on in Villarica this week, and residents near Pine Mountain Gold Museum have been notified that they are likely to hear and see simulated gunfire and fire effects in the area over the next several days. Local law enforcement has been notified. They'll be on site for community and crew safety, and traffic stops are possible. The film company says that access for residents, their guests, and deliveries will not be obstructed throughout the schedule. And friends and family of a 19-year-old Carrollton man who died as the result of a single vehicle crash in Polk County last weekend will say their final goodbyes during a funeral service at Oak Grove Baptist Church this Sunday. Georgia State Patrol says last Sunday afternoon, Chase O'Donnell Henderson was behind the wheel of a 2007 Toyota Prius that traveled off the roadway and struck a tree. Henderson's mother, Tiffany Lewis, who is the longtime culinary instructor at the Carroll County College and Career Academy, said on social media this week that those who did not have the chance to meet her son missed a great opportunity. I'm Colin Worthington.